The sweet sound of pads popping on the Florida Blue practice fields. The first day in full pads in 2014 training camp. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. J.P. Shadrick with you on the Florida Blue practice fields, where the Jaguars just practiced for over 2 hours on Wednesday morning. It's their first day off yesterday in training camp. They're coming off that first day off into full pads for the first time today. Full pads on the schedule every practice through the first preseason game. That's next Friday. The emphasis today, though, on running and red zone work. And now into the second week of camp, head coach Gus Bradley likes to see how his team responds when challenges are thrown their way.
There's a reason why we play music. We go to Bartram Trail. It's really, you want to try to provide an environment of chaos, because in a game, they've got to operate under chaos, in chaos. It could be a two-minute situation, things like that.
Other Wednesday practice notes, linebacker John Latulele returned to work today coming off a hamstring injury. Wide receiver Cecil Shorts III remains out with his hamstring injury, but he's out on the practice field helping to tutor those young wide receivers. And Peter King from Sports Illustrated and Monday Morning Quarterback at practice on Wednesday. A one-on-one visit with Peter King coming up on Jaguars.com. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Full pads, that's when the fun begins, John.
Yeah, it really does. And if it can be a brisk day at 87 degrees, I thought it was cooler today and gave those guys a little bit of a break. Full pads is always interesting because it's the day that they can really get out and maybe have that last thing where you're holding back a little bit go away. So they were able to hit as full as you're going to hit in a training camp practice. They were able to do that today.
And for guys who've been around the league for a long time, they used to have a lot more padded practices, of course. They've gone down a number, but you still have to have kind of a plan going into these, right?
Well, talking to guys in the locker room just now, Mercedes Lewis, Alan Ball, they both said it's definitely not what it used to be, where you had just almost an unlimited number of times where you're out in pads and able to get what you needed to get out of that. Now both of those guys said, you have to have a plan as a veteran going in. There's a certain number of full padded practices, and you know what you need to get ready for the season. So you have to be much smarter in how you work maybe than you used to be.
A lot of emphasis on the guys in the trenches today. And for those big fellas up front, the first day in full pads has a different feel.
Just going out there in full pads is just definitely a different feel. You know, as a D-line, you always put your hands and feet, but you never get to, you know, when you don't have pads on, you don't get to use your helmet and your shoulder pad. That's a big part of playing D-line. And so it's exciting to go out there, see the guys come out physical, if anything. You know, you don't want to see guys out there tiptoeing. And these guys came straight out, firing off the ball, and, you know, we want to be a physical team, and that's the first step towards it.
You know, I think it's just more getting used to the pads. You know, you're going to have the pads on in a game. You're going to be wearing those pants. They're a little more constrictive, and, you know, it's just getting comfortable with that particular dress.
Speaking of the guys in the trenches, a little bit of a change in the middle of the offensive line today, Johnny.
Right, and we're not at the point yet where we're talking depth chart changes, but Jox McClendon worked a little bit more with the ones at center. Mike Brewster's still working there. Keep an eye on that.
You think right guard will be the top priority there, but there is still a little battle at center. There.
Well, it looks like Brandon Lender, as we've talked about since the beginning of OTAs, he's easing in. It looks like he's going to be the starter sooner rather than later. Keep an eye on center.
One more note today we didn't get to earlier. Clay Harbor injured in the Bartram Trail practice on Monday night. What's the status for him?
Well, it looks like at least 4 weeks. I talked to him in the locker room a couple minutes ago. He's discouraged, as you would expect, but he's also a guy. He knows his role. The team knows his role. Right now, he's gearing up the regular season opener. He doesn't think that'll be a problem. Frustrating situation for him, though.
John, thank you. We'll look for your writing a little later.
Thanks, JP.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. He said today's practice was where training camp truly started.
Training camp 2014 opened last Friday, but it began today. Everything we've seen thus far and everything we've reported on or offered an opinion on was really just a guess. The commissioner and the head of the NFLPA can do their best to make football a safer game, and they have, almost at times turning it into basketball on grass. But at its core, the game is about controlled violence. We saw that today, and we'll see more of it in the days to come. We need to see it to really know how far Gus Bradley's team has come from when last season ended. All the time in the weight room builds to how a player can be stronger and more explosive with the pads on, not when they're running around in shorts and t-shirts in June. All the time in the meeting rooms and with the playbooks on their iPads is important, but it all goes back to the moment when a player puts his hand on the ground and the game becomes about human confrontation. That's now, and though Gus and Dave Caldwell's evaluation of every player on the roster will be comprehensive, starting with the offseason workouts and continuing through the preseason schedule, they couldn't really tell until right now. A young linebacker who runs pretty well but arrives like a lion moves up in their eyes. An offensive lineman who knows his assignments but can't move, Red Bryan or Ziggy Hood, falls back in the eyes of the coaches. This is the gladiator game of our modern world. It's about big, fast, smart, and strong. We've seen fast and smart all spring long. Now it's about big and strong. Can't wait.
Let's take a look at the play of the day in red zone team drills. Get used to this combination. Chad Henne to rookie wide receiver Allen Robinson. Nice leaping grab for a touchdown in front of Gratz. And the second round pick has really turned some heads early in this camp. Jaguars are back in the Florida Blue practice fields Thursday at 9:55. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.